Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, let's go to our friend, the RT soccer correspondent, Tony Donoghue, in advance of the big, crucial Euro 2016 qualifier against Poland at the Aviva Stadium this Sunday. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Ryan. They're always big and crucial, aren't they? But this one really is important. Yeah, we've got Poland at home on Sunday.
Okay, now, for the armchair fairweather fan of the Irish soccer story, can you put this game in context for us in terms of survival and hope?
Well, plenty of hope, and we've done better than survive so far, although our last result was a defeat to Scotland last November, so that kind of took a little bit of the air out of the balloon a bit. But we started well. We beat Georgia away, which was Martin O'Neill's first competitive game in charge. Then we beat Gibraltar rather handily at the Aviva Stadium, which we were supposed to. Drew with the world champions Germany away with that last gasp equaliser from John O'Shea, who was winning his 100th cap at the time. And sometimes draws like that, when they come in that manner, can feel like a victory. And so when you're up against the world champions and you do that, you feel there's plenty of confidence. But that 1-0 defeat in Scotland has knocked us back a bit. But simply, Ryan, we've got four of the next five games at home. So the Aviva Stadium, what was the old Lansdowne Road, it has to become a fortress for us.
Yeah.
I know it's a big game because I just thought your producer was texting me there, but it was yet another person looking for tickets for Sunday. It's a sellout. Poland have so many people living here.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of Irish children born in Ireland of Polish parents. And a bit like when the Irish fans go abroad, we bring, you know, great cheer, great colour, great excitement. I think it's going to be one of the best occasions because there's going to be so many Polish travel, there's going to be so many Polish-Irish, and this one really matters. So we have to step up and start winning games, I feel, because, you know, we're in a group with Germany, world champions, as I say. Poland, Scotland and ourselves are all about the similar level. So only two definitely qualify. The third place would probably qualify as well, but we really have to start getting results at home. So you might remember the old Lansdowne roar. We've got to take, you know, I suppose, inspiration from our rugby boys, and having won the Six Nations twice was fantastic, and our rugby ladies as well. And so I can only imagine the atmosphere on Sunday night is going to be absolutely electric, and we really need to start winning some games.
Are we going to win?
Oh, I hope so. But, you know, I've been tossing it around in my head all week. That's a very strong Polish side, and we need some inspiration. James McCarthy is back in a peace stage, injury-free. That'll matter a lot to us. But we're always relying on Robbie Keane, you know, and he's such a wonderful servant for Ireland. When I see a week in which Henry Shefflin has retired, and I think, what a marvellous player. We're all lucky to have seen him.
Yeah.
When I remember last year, Brian O'Driscoll and the long goodbye, what are we going to do when Robbie Keane retires? How are we going to, you know, thank him for his service? 65 international goals, 137 appearances. He's starring in LA now. He starred for Spurs and Liverpool and Celtic and Inter Milan. We don't realise what we've got with this guy, so hopefully he'll be among the goals on Sunday.
I see Roy Keane was saying that he'd love to lace up his boots one last time and get stuck into Poland. Would you be tempted to give him a quick call? I mean, you're, as a fellow Cork man, and saying, Roy...
Yeah, you know, he's just... I'm. Isn't it lucky to be alive? I'm here in between Malahide and Port Mark. He just passed behind me there a moment ago. The team are getting ready to go out training, and I was going to ask him to come and have a chat with you, but you know, I'd be so confident if Roy Keane, even at 43, would lace up his boots and step into the Irish midfield on Sunday. He was that important to us as he dragged us, you'll remember, to the 2002 World Cup.
Sure.
He started in the game against Holland, the last significant win we've had, with a crunching tackle on Mark Overmars. The old Lansdowne Road roared because we could see we're taking the game to these guys. They're better than us, but we ended up with a famous 1-0 victory, Jason McAteer that day. So we need something like that. And I have a funny feeling we're going to have a much better performance. We're going to have a historic result on Sunday.
Now, we spoke, as we're here for Daffodil Day, Tony, we've spoke back in 2011, 40 years ago, you were diagnosed with cancer. You had I think, if I recall, a lump removed from your neck and radiation, the chemo. You know what we're talking about today, the importance of these pins.
Absolutely. That's why I'm wearing my daffodil today with pride. Would you believe, Ryan, it's funny because we talked about this the last time. It's almost like an anniversary, you know. Last Sunday was the FAI International Football Awards, where we have our big event in Studio 4 in RTE.
Yes.
And I went back up to makeup, and Siobhan Power, who found that lump 4 years
That's
ago,
right,
she was working
Siobhan,
last Sunday as well, yeah. And I kind of think every one of those I get now is something of a bonus. Like, I listened back to that interview I did with you that many years ago, And I kind of felt like it was in the papers that morning. I didn't realize it was going to be in the papers. And of course, when you asked me to chat to you, I did. And I'm glad I did. But I was in shock. I had no idea what I was talking about, really.
Yeah.
You know, and I was talking away, not knowing how deeply cancer affects you, not knowing the consequences of treatment. And, you know, I was scared of my life. And I suppose I still am in some ways because, you know, I still get checked. I used to get checked every 3 months until last December. I used to get a camera up the nose and down the throat. And then Professor Armstrong, my oncologist, said, I don't want to see you now till June, which is the first time it's been moved out 6 months. And that's fantastic. And, you know, but you do wonder, like Tony Fenton losing him just in the last couple of weeks. And I remember Tony is a great footballer, by the way, as well as being a great DJ. He was on the same home farm team as Ronnie Whelan growing up. And he, in the sort of games that we played, the silly charity games and whatever, he was head and shoulders above everyone. Yeah. And to lose him and another great DJ friend of mine, Henry Owens, that was with Atlantic 252 and later Cork's Red FM. And he's gone. The Barcelona manager, Tito Villanova, the last time we spoke, he died of the same cancer. So I think, although I feel I'm a survivor and I'm so happy to be here and be alive, I think the stress that remains when you've been touched by cancer is something. It's okay to be afraid, you know, and it's okay to talk about it. And I've got great support from Greystone's Cancer Society as well. And you know, people shouldn't be afraid to ask for help because it, you know, it touches all of us. And yet, I'm glad to say I'm a survivor, and that love may to continue.
Well, I'm just glad that we're in a position to have this conversation with a sunny disposition on top of it. Tony, congratulations on all of that, and thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the game.
I
am on Sunday, obviously, and I will talk to you soon.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Cheers,
thanks
Ryan.
A lot. That's Tony O'Donoghue, who's RT's super RT soccer correspondent, and of course, Euro 2016 qualifier against Poland at the Aviva, live on RT2 television at 7:45 on Sunday night. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment.